I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Questions. You have answers I give. And this is a all-access Patreon bonus episode. Thanks so much to our patrons for supporting the podcast. Shout out to, I saw Brad re-signed up today, and that is so appreciated. It's tough times in the Saunders household at the moment with what's going on. So your support is, it's very much appreciated. So I hope everyone's well. This is a Q&A episode. There's only a couple of questions here. So I guess I just want to talk about this up front, and then we can sort of just move on with the coming shows, not having to address it as much. But whoa, just stunned at what's happening. I think I'm going to go out on a limb here, guys, and say you're doing great, because you're doing better than you could have expected. Because who could have expected this? Except people that whose job it is to expect things like this. But for the common person, the podcast listener, Joe ticket buyer, Joe podcast listener, Jill podcast listener, who could have expected that we'd currently be in our houses in this way? So I'm sure, you know, no matter what your situation is, you're probably tripping out a little bit. And I guarantee you're doing good, because, you know, it's so bizarre. I feel like, remember when Lost came out, and then there was all those other shows that came out that sort of were around a big world mystery, and you watched the first season and then you lost interest? I feel like we're in that. I just feel like we're in the first season of Virus, the new ABC hit series, and I'm one of the common folk whose story we will follow. Does it sound like I'm going crazy? So we've got the Q&A. But yeah, I heard someone say this on a podcast I was listening to today, on the Wrestling Observer podcasts that I subscribe to. Find your happy place and go off there for a little bit every day. Try to. Like personally, I'm sort of numb to it all. And maybe that's everyone, because you don't know how long to plan for to be like this. So it's, you don't even know how to react. And, you know, thank the maker that, I don't know anyone that has definitely been affected by this. I see a few people on just like Star Wars Twitter friends saying that maybe they have it in staff. And thankfully, no one has had it. But people have that we don't know, and that sucks. And yeah, so I just stay up, listen to stuff that occupies your mind for a bit, or watch something. We've been loving the new season of Westworld. That is just been great. New episode of that tonight. Very excited. A friend of ours was nice enough to drop over some ice cream for us. So we're looking forward to having some ice cream and some Westworld tonight. And it's weird with Harry, my little boy. He just turned a year and a half. Is he going to have any recollection of this? Is this going to be just like a weird thing that gets mentioned in Avengers 12? God, I could go Avengers 12 right now. So the Rise of Skywalker is out now on home video, and I think they've sort of early released the Blu-ray. And Ryan Costa wants to know, hey, Steele, would love to hear you score the chapters of the rest of the Star Wars movies. Oh, the rest of the Star Wars movies. I thought you meant just the rest of The Rise of Skywalker. Any chance during this lockdown that will happen? Cheers, Ryan. Well, as I've mentioned, I've been toying with a podcast format about this. And I'm keen. I feel like it'd be a really good thing because it's just not topical for the most part. You know, you'd score your sequel trilogy films, but I don't know. I sort of like that we'd be bopping around and it would be generally pretty lighthearted chat. Because I want to do it with other people. That would be my like main interest. I feel like that would get the best content, the most widely listenable content, because I feel like with more people, it's more natural. I feel like I'm better with other people. When I do stuff by myself, I don't feel like I'm as good, and it's more work because you have to keep talking the entire time like I am right now. Pause. Oh no, now I'm conscious of it. Yeah, help. This is your fault, Ryan. You've ruined the podcast. So yeah, I will try to direct some energy that way. Unlike some people, I've not turned uber productive, because all these people getting all uber productive and posting about it online, generally they don't have kids. So there's two. I posted up this thing today. It's like your house if you don't have kids, and it's like the Emperor's arrival in Return of the Jedi with all the stormtroopers perfectly lined up. And then the next picture is your house if you have kids, and it's the throne room in The Rise of Skywalker all thrashed with Rey and Kylo with their sabers ignited. So yeah, it must be such a different experience if you don't have kids. You just, I know the girl that lives next door, I was speaking to her from a distance, and she was saying she's gone crazy. She's like cleaning off these weird marks that have been on the top of her bedroom roof for a couple of years. And I was like, oh, imagine the time to have to achieve such desires. Woof. Or to satisfy such desires, I should say. So yeah, I will think about it. The time does seem right, but I've got to nut it out a little bit more. Do you think? Because in my original thing of it, it was a lot more detailed. You'd score the music and the sound effects separately, and the acting, but maybe it's just better how it is now. Maybe it needs to be out of 10 and there's more variance. And so you don't have to go into like halves, like 3.5. What is 3.5? It's so, such a, I don't even know what you think about this. For the most part. So I'll keep it in my mind, Ryan. I am going to do the regular solo one. Well, not the regular one, but I'm going to finish the trilogy of The Rise of Skywalker. Finish scoring that this week. I'm wondering, is there a chapter list anywhere? Because I've got like a digital version. I'm not even sure my Blu-ray player here can play American Blu-rays. Does anyone know anything about that? Because it's an Australian Blu-ray player and it's a different zone. Are they still sticking with the zones? Because it plays any zone of DVD. So I'm not sure even if I get it. I would like to have it. I would like to own the disc. I definitely want to go back to Australia if I don't have it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By then, I will make a purchase. What else do we have? I might have a sip of beer, if you don't mind. Delightful. Michael Knipp. Says, I have a feeling if it was thought of as acceptable to go around giving people a big kiss of gratitude, we'd all be a lot happier in general. So, this is about the book saying it was a kiss of gratitude between Rey and Kylo. Ben. And I don't know, like people were like, oh, gratitude, it's, you know, why do you have to water it down? They're in love at that time and stuff like that. I agree with those people, but I feel like how it's written in the book is up for interpretation and who cares? But let's, you know, like I still very much care about Star Wars and I'll keep talking about Star Wars, but I just feel like if it's up for interpretation, then save the energy, guys. There's it's fine. Either way, there's enough things to like or dislike. So stick with the solids. That's what I reckon. Rebecca Edwards, she says, hey, Steel. What's going on in the world right now? Enough to make C-3PO say, oh, my. Don't get me wrong here, I certainly am still planning to be at Celebration, but I'm wondering your thoughts on something. If it is cancelled, when do you think they will make that announcement? If not cancelled, do you think they would just move the date? Personally, I think if it can't go ahead when planned, it's best just to cancel it outright. There's a lot of fans from all over the world planning to be there, and for those of us who aren't flexible on dates, it lessens the disappointment. Huru, Rebecca. Who knows if it's going to be on? Now, when will they make that announcement? I read in the news today that you can't, the timeline, the virus, this one of the head scientists in America, the Fuchio, I don't know, I believe it was him that said you can't. The virus sets the schedule. The virus sets the timeline. So, I guess like. It just depends on what happens. Like if things go drastically up or if things begin to smooth out. So there's no, like there's no right answer to announce it, I think. Up to a point, I think, like, if it's a month away and people, you know, they don't know whether it's definitely going to happen, then I guess you've got to cancel it a month away. Maybe, I don't know. Like, it's not a position. It's like, how do you even plan? You know, I don't fault them for not canceling it until they really have to, because it is a little bit far away and it's a cool thing to look forward to. Like if we go to Celebration this year in August, good result, great result. I kind of think, Rebecca, if they can't go ahead on that date, I feel like they will just bump it to the next year. And give people the, this is what I would do. If I ran Lucasfilm, and we all know I should, let's not beat around the bush. Now's not the time for bush beating, not in this day and age. If I had to cancel it, I would announce the new date. But again, hopefully at that time there is a definite window. You don't want to announce a date and then have to cancel it again. So I guess it really depends on the conditions. But just say it is going down and you reschedule it for next year and you let people get refunds if they want. And that way, like as a company, I'm just playing both sides here. I know it's a giant company, but I feel like that for them is the fairest and easiest way to not have to refund every ticket. So, but yeah, no easy answer if they should just cancel it now or not. Like, you know, obviously if they end up canceling it, a month ago would have been the best time to do it because it's the earliest time. But, you know, I'm not here to hang anyone's feet under the cold. Like, I, you know, have a store in Melbourne, in Australia, like a sneaker streetwear store. And, like, I sort of have to plan that it's going to be open for then. Because, like, I have to. Like, and if it doesn't, then we'll face that as it comes. But, you know, I'm not planning as though it definitely will open, but I'm planning as though I hope. So, yeah. Who knows? But that's the end of the questions, you guys. So, a pretty quick episode. I'm, as far as like posting stuff up on the regular feed, I'm going to be pretty liberal with posting stuff up there just for like regular listeners and like just so if they want something to listen to that, you know, they've got me rambling about Star Wars for a little bit to listen to and, you know, maybe we'll post up every second episode on the free feed rather than the regular extra third episode. I don't know. But the money coming in for Patreon whilst isn't, you know, like a job amount of money by any stretch of the imagination, it is very valued, especially at this time. So I thank everyone for that. So if you can support, please do. And if you just, you know, need to pass some time, listen in on the normal free iTunes feed, and maybe just give us a sweet retweet or a review or something to help us stay up, because that's what we need to do, guys. We need to stay up. We've got to be aware of what's going on, but, you know, let's get on Twitter and talk about some silly Star Wars thing every once in a while. Listen to a podcast with Horst Burkhardt remixing scenes from Star Wars. Let's get into that. Let's enjoy Brittany Brown lamenting that she wished she had more noodles in her house right now. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. That's the Canobot Dispatch. I was listening to it just going, oh man, I hope we've got noodles. It really got me in the mood. The noodle mood. But hope you're staying well. Just, as I said, find your happy place. Go there once in a while. Treat yourself. You deserve it. You are doing way better than you could have ever imagined you'd do, because who imagined doing this, right? You're killing it. And if you're a patron, get on the comments and hit us with some more questions from anything you want. All gamuts of Star Wars, all gamuts of podcasting, you know, pop culture, whatever you want to chat about. I am here for me, for you to hear. Did that make sense? I don't know. Anyway, you guys, thanks so much. Stay safe. Keep washing those hands. And hey, most of all, this covers it all. You'll be set. May that force be with you.
That's Ben Mendelsohn, right?
Yeah.
I'm just confirming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.